This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you get into this morning, I don't know, you may still be in bed and just waking up with your alarm clock. You may be on your way to work. You may already be at work. Or you may be at home getting your day started. But whatever, don't forget that when you're starting your day is the best time to take some time with God. It's so good to spend time with God in the evening as well, just bringing the issues that have surfaced in your day to Him, closing your day off by bringing things and leaving them in His hands. But at the beginning of the day, you're kind of setting your mind for the day. You're deciding what your outlook on life today is going to be. And no better way to do that than to do it with God, allowing God to set your mind, to get your focus where it needs to be. And you do that by opening your Bible, getting on your knees, and just inviting God to speak to you through His Word. And start reading and see what jumps out at you, what God is impressing on you, and then start talking to God about it. You'll find your relationship with God developing and your whole life being blessed for having done that. We're looking this week at how God uses problems in our lives. I want to take you to a couple of verses today that just seem to come from another planet in terms of how we normally think about problems in our lives. Listen to what James tells us in James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 in the Bible. Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Well, the joy is found not in the trial. You're some kind of strange person if you actually take pleasure in pain and in difficult circumstances. The joy is not in the trial, but in knowing what the trial is for. And in this case, the trial is for the testing of your faith. That is, God sometimes uses the problems we face to inspect us, to test our faith. Someone has said, people are like tea bags. If you want to know what's really inside them, just drop them into hot water. Isn't that right? Well, is God testing what's really inside you, testing your faith with a problem right now? Now, what is that problem revealing about you? What is it showing about what goes on inside of you? What is it showing about whether you trust God or not, or how much you trust Him, or how much you really know Him? Allow that self-awareness to take you on a deeper journey towards God, pursuing Him, understanding Him more so that you can trust Him more. Learn to turn your problems into a beautiful advantage in life, because really, those problems can be a spiritual shortcut for you as you discern the things in your life that need to be dealt with and begin moving towards God. I'm John North.